Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of March 2016, and this is the 327th Mole Out Loud podcast. My very sluggish start to the week, when I spent almost all of Monday in bed and a lot of it asleep, I realise was happening now on the American National Napping Day. So it seems very appropriate. I know in the States it was because there had been a time change, which we didn't have here. We're still a couple of weeks off. And it sounds like a really good idea when the clocks are going forward to have extra sleep the following day. Anyway, I'm glad I wasn't alone in napping on National Napping Day, and I really think an International Napping Day needs to be instituted. But yesterday I had some acupuncture, and this morning I woke up really early and full of vitality, and it was wonderful. I got out of bed and I went for a long walk, over 2 hours, and really felt great. And I've been feeling really good and alert all day. It's so nice when that happens. It was also a morning when I had a verbal to visual practice session, which means that I was online with Doug Neal and one other person today. Just doing some work. We start with a warm-up and then do some practicing of something we've wanted to learn how to do. I was trying to write ampersands, which do my slightly dyslexic mind in. And then we spend 25 minutes working on something verbal to visual. And what I've been working on is a visual representation of what I need to do on the website, so that I can look at what I need to do in terms of content and what I need to do in terms of the website itself and what I need to do for an online business. So I'm trying to get those three things going, and some of them, I guess, are going to happen in parallel, and some of them have to happen sequentially. So if I can lay it out in a way that makes the process logical and visually a bit more playful than just lists, I shall be well pleased. So I started doing that this morning, and then found myself during the rest of the day actually doing some of the things on that list. So that worked quite well. I still want to do more to the way I've represented it, but it was a really useful thing to do. So that's been a good day today, and it hasn't been creative in the sense of writing my novel, but I had a meeting with the novel writing group last night, and so I feel as if I got a good airing for the writing, and I do now that I've also got that that empathy map of the next bit, that I've got somewhere to go. But it won't be until maybe Saturday, but I suspect Monday. Well, no, Monday is my new Sunday, isn't it? Until Tuesday, that I'll really get stuck back into the novel. Saturday is going to be taken up with a big ringing event, and I suspect I won't see very much time either side of it. So I'll have to think about that, because I really don't like the idea of leaving my novel for too long after the feedback that makes brings it back to life. And of course, tomorrow is Murmurs of Mole Day, so I won't be writing then. I do hope that whatever you're working on, that you've been able to engage with it today. And if you do need to do some behind the scenes work, that you can also manage to do that in a playful way as well, so that it's not all too earnest. It always feels to me as if it's a bit easier when I can see it visually, or if it's in colour. And I can see, I can feel, and you might be able to hear my cat stampeding over my beautiful drawing, which I will just move. I'd like to thank you again, as always, for listening to me today. And I do really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.